Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Cambridge has become the latest U.S. city to form a legal defense fund for immigrants. Cambridge Mayor Mark McGovern says the fund will distribute grants to nonprofits that provide legal help to those who are particularly vulnerable, such as DACA recipients or victims of sexual violence. And Mayor McGovern is with us in studio to talk about this. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So we're seeing more of these legal defense funds for immigrants, Chicago, San Francisco, New York City, Boston, right? New York City last April announced a $10 million immigrant defense legal fund. Boston has, I think, $1 million in its fund, at least at the end of October. Why Cambridge?
Well, Cambridge, we have a number of immigrants in our community. We've been a sanctuary city since 1985. We were one of the first sanctuary cities in the country. And although the symbolism of being a sanctuary city is important because it sends a message to immigrants in our community that they're going to be treated fairly and safe, we also believe that we have to – it's more than just that, and we have to stand by those values. And so as we see a administration in the White House that is consistently attacking immigrants, both documented and undocumented, we feel that – and I felt that it's really urgent for municipalities – to step to the plate, because we're certainly not going to get any help from the federal government.
You know, if you look at census figures, I think it doesn't show a huge amount of diversity, right? In Cambridge, I think it's 71% white or something along those lines. So some folks might say, why do you need this if you look at that in terms of being a city of Cambridge being a city of immigrants?
Yeah. Well, Cambridge is, I mean, we have a long history of supporting immigrants and diversity in our community. You know, it's also hard to get figures on how many undocumented folks are in your community, because undocumented people are not going to come to the government and say, I'm undocumented, right? Even if you are a sanctuary city. So, you know, it's been a little complicated to kind of figure out exactly what the need is going to be. But we certainly know that we have undocumented folks in our community. But again, it's also the way this administration has gone after immigrants. You're talking about DACA recipients now. You're talking about people losing temporary protective status or TPS. These are folks, many of whom are documented, who are now facing deportation. We heard from a gentleman yesterday at our press conference who is a DACA recipient, has been in this country his entire life. He runs the Boys and Girls Club in Somerville. The United States is the only home he's ever known. And if DACA gets rescinded, as Mr. Trump wants to do, he's a law-abiding citizen. He's never been arrested. He could be picked up just walking down the street and sent back to a country that he's never known. So that's a problem, and that's something that we have to take a stand against and resist.
Hmm. So how much is in the fund right now? I know you just started it.
Yeah, we just started. We have just over $50,000. Our goal is to raise $500,000, and then that money is going to be used. There'll be a grant review process that will be led by the Cambridge Community Foundation, who we partnered with. And it'll go to nonprofits who are doing legal services work with immigrants. So it's not – someone's not going to walk in off the street and say, can you give me a check to hire an attorney? We're going to be working with known, reputable, experienced organizations for two reasons. One, to make sure that people know that the money that they're contributing is going to be – accounted for and spent wisely. But also, immigration law is something that is very specific. It's not every attorney can do it or is allowed to do it. And so we want to make sure that immigrants are getting the proper representation.
In other cities like Los Angeles, for example, there's been some debate about who might qualify to access the fund. And they're saying immigrants with violent criminal histories may not be able to get legal help from the fund. Have you established criteria like that in Cambridge yet, or are you still in the midst of drawing up what the criteria might be for who would be able to get this type of legal aid?
Yeah, some of that is still being worked out. The important thing to note is that if someone is facing deportation. That is considered a civil offense, mm-hmm. not a criminal. So if you're a low-income immigrant who is facing a deportation charge, you don't get assigned a court-appointed attorney the way someone in a criminal case would get assigned a court-appointed attorney. So the majority, it's only about 14% of detained immigrants have legal representation, and about 30% of in the general population have legal representation. That number is even lower when you talk about low-income immigrants facing deportation. So most often you have these individuals, some of whom speak the language, some of whom don't, who are forced to defend themselves against the weight of the federal government and their prosecutors. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it doesn't turn out well for them. So the other way to look at this is that being able to provide people with legal representation so that they have a fair hearing is probably about as American as you can get. And yeah. So we want to make sure people at least have a fair opportunity to make their case.
But if someone was facing deportation proceedings because of a criminal offense, perhaps a violent criminal offense, because I know those are other categories of what offense, you know, prompts immediate deportation, would there be a provision to say we're not going to support those the legal fights from those folks? Or no, Cambridge isn't going there?
I think we're still going to – we will talk about – I think we would have some issue with – and I wish Gita from the Cambridge Foundation was here because she's – they're administering – they're putting the grant process together. You know, I think if someone was facing a violent – was being charged with a violent crime, that's a different – that's a different conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, that's another misconception that people have just about sanctuary cities.
But it's the fight we've been hearing,
right? And it's all misinformation. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think the term sanctuary city is confusing because when people think sanctuary, what they tend to think about is that you are giving safe harbor to someone who has done something wrong. If someone is arrested for a criminal offense, even in a sanctuary city, their immigration status is turned over to the federal government. What it means is if a Cambridge police officer stops someone for a traffic violation, they're not going to ask their legal status in that case. If a parent comes in to register their child at school, the Cambridge Public Schools are not going to ask their immigration status. But if someone were to commit a violent crime, that's a whole other avenue.
Mm. And just because it's related, and I'm curious here, there's a lot of talk about marijuana laws and whether to model sanctuary cities laws for marijuana after sanctuary cities laws that are in place for immigrants. Do you think Cambridge should think about something like that? Because we have some uncertainty here in Massachusetts because of comments from our U.S. attorney about whether federal law enforcement officials might, in fact, prosecute marijuana crimes because marijuana is to be legalized this summer.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly don't, you know, we've had some, actually this came up at our city council meeting last night.
Oh, really?
to have a conversation about enforcement and how we're going to enforce the marijuana law and cannabis law. And, you know, I'm not sure I want Cambridge police officers spending their time chasing people down for, you know, smoking a joint that's now legal. You know, I think there are other things we can do. And whether or not the federal government's going to come in to Cambridge, then I think we'll cross that bridge. But, you know, it's we have a lot of other things our officers need to be spending their time on.
All right. Cambridge Mayor Mark McGovern, he announced the city's new legal defense fund for immigrants yesterday. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.